Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the DATAGROUP SE Investors and Analysts Conference Call. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. First, let me ask you a question. If there is anyone who doesn't speak German, please, in a short moment, I will let you speak. Please speak up.
Yes, yes, please.
Is there anyone that doesn't understand German?
Yes, I do not understand German, please. Thank you.
Thank you. And now let me turn the floor over to your host, Mr. Schaba.
Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to speak with you about the very performing year. First of all, let me say the brand new presentation, which will show you the results and objectives I speak to you today, is on our website in the IR presentation area. So there is a brand new presentation. Please flip to that presentation and you can follow my speech probably a bit better. Let me start with an overview over the fiscal year 18-19. This was the 14th consecutive year of growth. DATAGROUP employs 2,700 people at the moment, and we are located at more than 30 main locations in Germany. One of the most important thing and most impressive things about our revenue stream is that 83% of our revenues are based on long-term contracts, our so-called recurring revenues. This brings us in a very stable situation, in a very comfortable situation, that we can work on our EBITDA margin, that we can work on our procedures and quality. And we, on this basis, we have reached 15.4% compound annual growth rate in terms of revenues since IPO. Our EBITDA margin last year reaches 15.2%, which was a bit above our goal. Highlights in 18-19 in terms of customer wins. In February 19, DATAGROUP won the NRW bank for a full outsourcing contract over around 10 years. In March 19, we won Lampe Bank, and in April 19, we won the German broadcasting stations ARW, which switched to DATAGROUP with their whole end-user operation in terms of service desk and some parts of on-site services. In 7-19, we start the operations for NRW Bank after a big transition phase, and this is the largest single contract ever we did. We have an amount of more than 100 million euros over this time of 10 years, and we are the full outsourcing provider for NRW Bank. In terms of acquisitions, we have had some really good highlights in 18-19. For example, in April 19, UBL, a Frankfurt-located company, becomes part of DATAGROUP. 70 employees and a lot of very interesting customers came to DATAGROUP. UBL fits perfectly to DataGroup in terms of philosophy and portfolio. UBL in 18 generated revenues of approximately 20 million euros with a double-digit EBITDA margin. This brings DataGroup in a good future, but only 6 months of UBL revenues have been consolidated in the fiscal year figures 18-19. Next year, we will consolidate the whole amount of the UBL revenues. Second acquisition in 18-19 was in August 19, we took over assets and people from a company in bankruptcy. This was IT Informatik Ulm, which is a 300 people company located Ulm. This is between Stuttgart and Munich and was a wide part of our landscape before. I observed IT Informatik for many years, and at the moment they went into bankruptcy, it was an ideal time to take them over. And we did that in a very short time between the first contact and the contract, the signing of the contract. We have had a time of approximately 6 weeks, which was one of the reasons we won that deal, because we have been able to do it in a very short time. And so we have been the sprinter, and that was the reason we got the deal. With that deal, we took over around 200 employees. Around 100 of them are SAP experts, which strengthen our SAP competence in total. We got a broad portfolio of small and medium enterprises customers, which fit perfect in our customer base, in DataGroup's customer base. And we have now a footprint in Ulm, Berlin, and Barcelona, which I come later to. We have realized a very low purchase price, and we founded a new corporate in Ulm, which is named DataGroup Ulm GmbH. And with this DataGroup Ulm GmbH, we bought assets and people of the bankrupt IT Informatik. In 18-19, we have consolidated almost no revenues. Only one or two months are reflected in the 18-19 balance sheet. But for 19-20, we expect the complete revenue contribution of around 20 million euros. And what the very nice part of the story is, the company is profitable since January of 20. So we did it in less than 4 months to make a company profitable, which was before in a big loss situation. They lost around 6 million last year, and we took it over. And after 3 or 4 months, we turned the business completely so that we are in a profitable situation from now on. And we expect with a very conservative perspective, we expect a slightly positive P&L this year. Over the next year, we expect to lift up the margin up to the group level. Okay, we got with this acquisition two legal entities. One of them is Mercoline, which is located in Berlin, and this is a very interesting software development company which develops add-ons for the SAP logistic chain software. With this Mercoline company, which has around 60 people, which is profitable even last year and for sure also this year, we got some very, very interesting software pieces which we can bring into all or a lot of existing DATAGROUP CORBOX customers, which often use logistics by SAP. And so we can add the new software pieces which we own now by ourselves and can make good margins and a very fluent relationship to our customers. In second, we took over a little legal entity in Barcelona, Spain, which is a little company which develops software for some parts of the IT informatic software products. And we decided to overtake this little company in Barcelona within the deal to test about a new software development hub in Spain, which brings us around 40%-50% lower development costs, lower employee costs. And the first experience is very positive with this little company. So overall, the IT informatic deal was very worth accretive to DATAGROUP and will bring lot fun in the next 12 months, even in the next years. So far to the M&A business we did last year, but over that we did a lot of new things which I will give you the results at the end of my presentation. Now let's come to the quality of DATAGROUP's work and how the market sees us in the in terms of quality. And Brand One and Statista rank DATAGROUP as one top player in the most comprehensive German market survey. For all, we have very, very positive positive view in all these things like IT security training and managed services and outsourcing, cloud services, software implementation, and so on. So we have a total score of 4 stars, which is the best result you can have. And this study is done by Brand One and Statista, which are well known in Germany, and more than 5,000 experts and customers have ranked 204 companies in 10 criteria. And out of these companies, we are one of the best in all criteria. Now let me come to our numbers. We have a very solid P&L last year and a balance sheet, and this proves our strategy. Revenues grown up from 272 to up to 323. And the problem is now, in these figures, that we have pre-IFRS 15-16 and post-IFRS 15-16 figures. And so I will say I don't explain even all these both, and I focus on the figures after after transition to 15-16. So the revenue grow up from 272 up to 307 million. The EBITDA came from 34.5 up to 47 million, and the earnings per share went up from 155 to 174 cent per share. This is, for our view, a very good and constant growth of all our figures, and a nearly same view you can see in our balance sheet. Balance sheet in total has grown from 215 million to 320 million. And therefore is a big effect from transition to IFRS 15-16. Details please take from our balance sheet. We also did a big transaction increase in a promissory note loan in the amount of 69 million, and also these IFRS effects, and also we bought some companies and spent money to that, and we have had a very big part from pre-financing NRW Bank hardware and software assets, which counts up to nearly 29 million, and you can see that in the growth of the balance sheet. Selected profit and loss figures are revenues. I told about we have only a very small own work capitalized. We have grown gross profit from 192 up to 216, which is a growth of 12.5%. We also have grown personal expenses, which are also very much inflated from the IFRS 15-16 effect. And EBITDA also has grown very fast, but this is also infected by IFRS 15-16. The net income has grown also very good, and EPS is grown about 13.5%. Our cash flow from investing activities, which some of you see a bit weak, is from minus 19 million went up to minus 40 million, but this is inflated mainly for investments in new companies, nearly 22 million, and also from a grown part of payments for investments, and some effects also from IFRS. So when you see the cash flow from operating activities, you can see that this cash flow went down in total from 19 million in the previous year down to 4.5 million, which gives you a complete wrong picture, because nearly 30 million of this is invested in hardware and software for this very, very big project. And we have invested these hardware to rent the hardware over the next 10 years to the customer. Without this effect, the cash flow from operating activities would have amounted to 34 million. And this is a big growth. And we try to avoid in future these big investments. But in this case, in the case of NRW, it was not possible. We wouldn't have won this contract if we wouldn't have invested this amount. But in future, we are trying to avoid that, and we are trying to finance these things either by the customer side, which seems to be possible even for banks, because they have so much money on their balance sheet that they want to spend it by themselves for hardware by themselves. And we are developing models where we are managing the hardware and the assets in terms of a good external asset management. And if we can offer that, they are able and they want to finance it by themselves. And this will bring the investment in future very much down, that our cash flow figures will grow up over the next years. So let me come to the total and I want you to have a view on page 12 of our presentation, and on this slide you can see how constant Data Group grew over the last 13 years. We grew constantly our recurring cloud service part, which is reflected by CoreBox, mainly by CoreBox. And we also grew up our non-recurring revenue. There was one bigger effect in trade and others, which contains also these NRW figures and other one-shot hardware deals. But this will not grow very fast over the next years, so that we can see that our recurring, our cloud-based business is growing even over the next years fast and constant, that we can work at our EBITDA and EBIT percentage, which is a very big goal of us. The EBITDA you see on the next page has grown very fast also, even without the IFRS 15-16 effects. We have grown it up nearly to up to 40 million. And these movement we are quite sure to bring it also in the future. EBIT has a bit grown, but pre-IFRS it's a bit lower. This is based even on the on the fast growing of revenues and also of these bigger hardware deals, which bring naturally the total overall EBIT margin a bit down, but we are sure that we can bring EBIT margin up over the next years. And our goal over our ambition we have in the market is between 9% and 10% EBIT, and we target on this in the next years. Earnings per share also went up. This is a figure we hope to increase a bit faster over the next years, which is surely based on the EBIT development, and we are quite fine with a good growth of this figure in the next years. Our PPA amortization went a bit up in the actual year, but will go down in the next years. This is a natural effect we have, but these figures we see on page 16 are not reflected with the newest acquisition, but the effects of the acquisition of UBL and Melcoline are shown on the slide. Even with these both, we go down with the amortization from 4.2 million down to 3.3 million, and in the 2021 year, down to 2.76 million. But this is surely depending on new acquisitions. If we do new acquisitions, this figure will grow. If we don't, it will go down. So it's part of our business, and this is also not cash relevant. It brings our cash flow up. Yeah, the depreciation without the purchase price allocation figures went up, surely, because we have to invest. If you offer cloud services, you have to invest in cloud production, which means we have to invest in computers, we have to invest in servers, in security, in storage, and other things. But this is also part of our business, and we are aware to do that in a very effective way. You see it on slide 17, what we invest and what is coming as an amortization and depreciation from acquisitions. Part of PPA is surely depreciation, not only amortization. Surely we have data center amortization, and we have surely transition effects to IFRS, which is a very, very big effect over the years. And this brings the EBITDA up, but the amortization also. So in total, it's the same like before. Bank liabilities is and also our cash development, we are very fine with. We have at the moment nearly 100 million bank liabilities. This consists of two preliminary loans, one of nearly 70 million and one older of around 30 million. Last year we reduced around 10 million. This year we also will reduce these liabilities 10 million. Around 8 million this year, And this you can see, it is reflected 98 down to 90 in the year 1920. Also, cash will go up over the next years. We have yet at the moment around 47 million cash, and probably you will be surprised, positive surprised in the next months what will come with the newest acquisitions I didn't talk about until yet. Okay, what did we do in terms of cash flow? We have had an operative cash flow before IFRS and after IFRS of 24.7 or 31 million. Acquisition of UBL and Mercoline, assets of IT Informatik, and a last piece of earn out by Almato was 22 million. And the NRW tangible assets costs around 29 million, and investment in data centers was nearly 19 million, and the payout was 5.8 million. In the 1920 year, we have a transaction with pension liabilities, which will have a cash outflow of 19 million, but will have very positive effects on P&L and a very good security in terms of our pension liabilities in the future. For that, it's the actual situation as of 30th of September last year, which was the last fiscal year. And now let's give me a few view of the newest of the new business, new fiscal year, which has started at 1st of October 2019. We are very proud to sign our latest acquisition on 17 January 2020, which is the buying of Diebold Nixdorf Portavis. Portavis is a very well-known IT outsourcing provider for financial institutions in Northern Germany. This was formerly a part of Wincor Nixdorf Group. We have taken over around 68% of Diebold Nixdorf Portavis, and the rest, the 32%, remain with Hamburger Sparkasse and Sparkasse Bremen, which are one of the bigger customers of the company. And we are proud that they are also shareholders, which gives us security for the future. But very interesting is that we could sign an 8 years contract with Sparkasse Hamburg over a total contract value of more than 150 million, which is again the biggest contract we ever did. And this contract gives us a lot of security in this big deal, which we have negotiated over the last 8 months with Diebold Nixdorf. Portavis matches perfect with our sector focus in the banking and finance industry. We add some big and very good customers to our portfolio, and not least, highly skilled people. We strengthen our position as a banking independent provider for the banking and finance industry. We got with 200 employees at actual 60 million turnover in a full year, and we consolidate this acquisition depending on the answer of the antitrust authority from February or March 2020. This will bring us in a very, very positive situation in the actual fiscal year. We add around a part of the 60 million, which depends on the first consolidation time or date. We also have a very positive cash effect, which is impressive, and someone will have big question marks about that. We bought a cash pool of in total more than 40 million euros in cash, which they bring with. DATAGROUP owns now 68% of this bigger, more than 40 million cash pool. We also got pension liabilities in the size of around 30 million. If you count that all together, you can see that this was a very, very positive and worth accretive acquisition for DATAGROUP. So far, for the acquisition, what I can say is that the actual acquisition pipeline is not empty. We are expecting some more interesting acquisitions which are in the field of banking and finance industry. So we think we can build a very, very strong unit in this industry. Also building a very, very strong industry is happening at the moment in the field of robotic process automation. We merged our both companies, DATAGROUP Mobile Solutions and Almato, to the new Almato AG. This new company, this merged company, will combine our existing business units in the field of mobile applications and robotic process automation. We develop at the moment an artificial intelligence-based robot as a service offering, as an addition to the CORBOX portfolio. The company employs 120 people and is one of the bigger activities you can find in Germany in this field. We signed these contracts few months ago, and it was realized by the court yesterday as a merge of these both companies. DATAGROUP is on a very, very interesting and very fast-growing way for the near future. Also we have some solid drivers for the core business of DATAGROUP. For example, the migration of German Mittelstand from SAP R/3. This is the actual SAP implementation, SAP version. Many of the German Mittelstand customers are moving from this SAP R/3 to SAP S/4HANA, and this is speeding up at the moment, and we are among this movement, in the middle, and we will have a very good business within this movement in future. Also, the implementation of private cloud solutions continue, and it brings CORBOX, which is a product suite which fits perfectly in this movement. And so we are very sure and very fine with the development of the next 2 years in this sector. Also, the need for efficiency at many customers drives our robotic process automation business. And also these things, automation and robotic process, will make DATAGROUP itself more efficient. We have started a project to make our service desk more efficient and to make some of our services, to automate some of our services, which will bring a lot of efficiency in the future. That's it from my side at the moment. And now you can ask questions. Thank you for your audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press nine and star key on your telephone keypad. I'll repeat, please press nine and star key to ask a question. And the first question comes from Mr. Andreas Wolf from Warburg Research. Andreas, your line is open.
Yeah, hi, it's Andreas Wolf, Warburg Research. Congratulations on a strong year. I do have a couple of questions. So the first one would be on Barcelona. Could it be a blueprint in the future for more, let's say, nearshore services provision from non-German areas, lower cost areas, which provide the same quality levels? I see similar developments at other managed service providers also in Germany. The second is on NRW as well as the related CapEx. So should we expect further CapEx with regard to this contract in the next few years? And is there a similar CapEx requirement with regard to the Sparkasse contract? That would be helpful. Question number three is related to your EBIT margin improvement target. Could you maybe outline the margin drivers here? So one would probably be less PPA-related amortizations. Another one you mentioned as well, efficiency gains via RPA. So is there anything else that we should bear in mind in order to have more confidence in your EBIT margin targets? And then the last question is on the pension liabilities that you've got via the latest acquisition. To what extent are those cash back? That would be helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Andreas, hi. Thank you for your congratulations. First of all, Barcelona, a blueprint. Yes, it can be a blueprint, but we are testing this site, and we are looking very, very keen what they are doing. What we see at the moment is quality is very good, but the operation is a bit small to answer your questions exactly. So let's see. We will grow that little company from 10 up to 20 or 30 people, and then after a year, we will see what they do. We like Spain very much. One of the reasons is Barcelona is a nice city. And the second is people are very well experienced, are well educated there. And we have a model that we employ Spanish guys or ladies which have been in Germany and which speak mainly good German, so that we have a good way to talk to them. And so let's come to that question next year again. Second, NRW, we expect no further CapEx, but if the contract grows, if the contract is growing within this period, we discuss with the customer, and it is on the table, what I explained before. It is on the table that customer does this investment by itself, and we do the asset management for them. So we try to avoid further investments in this customer. Also, at Sparkasse, we cannot see exactly how it works yet at the moment. We are not in the books exactly and in the contracts at the moment because we have to close the deal before, but we try to avoid investment in such a percentage of revenues, as I explained before. These customers are on the table, they have contracts with us, and we try to manage it in a lower CapEx feeding way. EBIT margin drivers, you said that we have made a lot of investments in the last years in terms of automation, in terms of new investments in processes, and we expect to bring some costs down percentage-wise, and we also try to bring up some efficiency. This will be the main driver of EBIT margin over the next years. Pensions, what happened with these pensions? We took over a pension liability of 30 million, which belongs us calculation-wise 68% of that, means approximately 20 million, and we got a lot of money, cash, and this cash probably we will use to fund up this pension liabilities, but it is not decided at the moment exactly what we want to do with the pension liabilities. There one possibility is to move it out like we did with the HPE pension liabilities the year before, and you can see our balance sheet is going down because we phased out some millions, was around 18, 20 million last year. And so this is a way we can do it also with this pension liabilities, but we have to negotiate that with our minorities. So let's talk about that also in a few months, when we see clearer and when we have negotiated that with our minorities.
Nearly. So how much cash did you get related to the pension liabilities?
It is the cash amount is exactly yet at the moment 43 million. And it depends a bit what the ongoing business brings with, We expect the closing in 4 to 6 weeks, and so it can be a few million lower or higher. We expect around 40 million.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So more than the pension liability, actually.
Much more. Much more.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, please press nine and star key on your telephone keypad. And yes, we have one more question coming from Mr. Sebastian Droste. Sebastian, your line is open.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, very good.
Okay, great.
Good morning, Sebastian.
Hi, good morning. I have a question regarding your SAP business and the S/4HANA migration. So, as you said, we see the S/4HANA migration is gradually gaining momentum in Germany, and the most recently published Lünendonk study even predicts a serious shortage of SAP consultants for 2022. So, I would be interested in your current EBITDA margin of your SAP business and whether you believe that you will be able to increase the margin considerably in the coming years due to the shortage of SAP consultants. And maybe you could also say something about the current revenue share of your SAP business and what the growth rates here could look like going forward. That's it, basically. Thank you.
Good. Okay, let me start with SAP know-how and SAP employees. With this terrific IT informatic deal, we got more than 100 SAP specialists, and beside that, we get another 25 to 30 SAP specialists with Mercoline, which is a very big number, and many of them speak S/4HANA surely in some specifications. And what we are doing now, we have around 400 SAP speaking people in our company, and we're growing that via engaging new people from universities and other competitors, but mainly from universities. And we also try to attract some Spanish people. It's a part of the Barcelona unit. And if that works good, we will grow the Barcelona unit faster. And in terms of a revenue share, it is a bit difficult to say because our SAP business consists of run business and also of consulting business. And let me say the run business is around 30 million, 30 to 35 million, and the consulting business is around 15 to 20 million, but there are not the figures of IT informatic included. We have to look. IT Informatik is only 6 months at Data Group, and we are not exactly sure what we will bring this year, but we will grow the business in SAP consulting also, so that we can expect around in total 60 to 70 million SAP business this year, and a small piece comes also with Portavis, but this is not more than 1 to 2 million, and we are looking for other business with SAP parts so that we expect around in the next years around more than 100 million SAP business.
Mm-hmm.
And margins are sure. If there is a a shortage of consultants in the market, margins could go down, but we are working very hard on this. We have big programs developing our free speaking people up to S4 speaking people, and so we expect no pressure on the margins. But the consulting business is around 12% EBIT margin, and the run business is a bit below. So it counts mm-hmm. up to around 9% in total.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Nice.
There are no further questions in the queue. Dear participants, if you would like to ask a question, please contact Investor Relations. Thank you. Well, we actually have one more question coming from Mr. Lukas Spang. Lukas, mm-hmm. your line is open.
Yes. Hi, Mr. Schaber.
Hi.
First of all, congratulations for the turnaround on IT Informatik. I think that was a great job right now, from -6 to a black number. Two questions on the Portavis acquisition. I know you agreed to give no detailed numbers on the purchase price, but maybe you can nevertheless give us a rough indication on that, maybe also in case of the cash inflows and the pension liabilities. That would uh-huh. be the first question.
Probably I can say that our cash flow is not very very. If you divide pension in form of cash and pension liabilities, if you put that away, we will have no cash effect. So you can calculate what we paid for.
Okay, great. And on the profitability side, if I calculate 200. People with a revenue of 60 million and compare it, for example, to the UBL acquisition, is it fair to assume also a double-digit EBITDA margin on that?
Yes. In terms of EBITDA, it's more than double. It's a double margin, double-digit margin.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Not in terms of EBIT, because it's also... It's also a cash intensive business.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And our third question would be on CoreBox customers. Can you give us a current number or a number at the end of last fiscal year?
I have the number not exactly yet, but we have overachieved our goals, I can say to you. So we have had a goal of more than 20 new last year. We have overachieved that.
Yeah. Okay. And last question again on the CapEx side. Do you expect a lower number right now in the 2020 year?
Let us come through with that at the shareholders conference.
Okay.
because the reason is we cannot see it now because we are not so deep in the wire in the Portavis figures at the moment, and we are just calculating the figures of IT Informatik exactly because we are only a few months in the business, so we are not as sure as we are normal in our normal business. And so we need another few weeks to say that.
Exactly. Yeah, okay, that's fair.
But we expect, we try to bring it down percentage-wise.
Yep. Okay.
And we are perfect. Sure that we don't have such a big invest like NRW. We don't make it anymore. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Good.
Dear host, there are no further questions in the queue. The Q&A session has been closed.
Okay, thanks a lot to all participants for the good questions and for being so interested in Data Group. We promise that we will do our job in efficient way and with a very big ambition. Thank you. Goodbye.